Medical debt is one of the easiest types of negative items to remove from a credit report if you know what you're doing. I'm breaking down how to use consumer law and factor disputes to get medical debt deleted legally, ethically, and effectively.
Are you ready to revolutionize your credit repair business? Welcome to Credit Repair Junkies, the ultimate podcast for credit repair entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Bruce Politano, seven-figure serial entrepreneur and author. Each week, we'll dive deep into battle-tested strategies, uncover the latest industry breakthroughs, and reveal insider tips that will put your business light years ahead of the competition. If you're ready to grow your credit repair business, head to creditrepairjunkies.com/go to watch my free training.
Over the last few years, major changes have hit the way medical debt is reported, especially after the 2022 changes from the major credit bureaus. Here's what you need to know. First, paid medical debt under $500 can no longer be reported on credit reports. Any paid medical debt, regardless of amount, must be removed. And there's a one-year waiting period before new medical debt can be reported. That means a lot of what you see on credit reports right now is outdated, non-compliant, or completely removable. These are the laws you'll use to challenge medical collections. First, the FCRA, the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Section 611 gives you the right to dispute inaccurate or unverifiable items. Section 607B states that furnishers must ensure maximum possible accuracy. And Section 623 says that bureaus must update or delete inaccurate information when notified. Next, the FDCPA, or the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. It applies to third-party collection agencies attempting to collect the medical debt. It requires proper validation of debt before collection or reporting. And third, the No Surprises Act of 2022. It protects consumers from surprise billing for out-of-network emergency care. Disputes based on this law should be handled carefully and only when relevant. These laws gives you the ability to challenge medical debt from multiple angles, especially when providers and collectors fail to meet documentation and reporting standards. Medical debt goes through a few different layers. Provider to billing company to collector, collector to credit bureau. That means there are tons of places where reporting breaks down and can be flawed. Look for these factual errors and violations. One, reporting debt less than $500. After July 1st, 2022, any paid medical debt under $500 must be removed. If it's still reporting, that's a clear violation of bureau policy. Two, debt reported before the one-year grace period ends. Collectors must wait one full year after the date of service before reporting the debt. If it was reported before that 12-month window, it's disputable. And three, missing or incomplete itemization. Collectors must validate the debt with an itemized breakdown of services and charges. If they can't provide that, it's considered unverifiable under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. And four, duplicate entries. Medical debt often shows up more than once under different names, like the original provider versus a collection agency. Only one version should be active. Duplicates must be deleted. Five, balance reporting after insurance adjustment. If insurance paid part of the bill, the adjusted balance must be reflected. Overstated balances are considered inaccurate and disputable. Now, here's a step-by-step dispute process to remove medical collections. Step one, audit all medical debt on the report. Identify every account labeled medical or from a medical-related collector like IC Systems or NPAS, etc. Highlight any that are under $500, paid, reported too early, or reported with clear inaccuracies. Step two, draft a factual dispute letter. Cite specific laws and factual issues, not emotions. For example, this medical collection is listed as paid and under $500. Per July 2022 reporting changes, it is no longer eligible to appear on credit reports. Please remove it. Another one could be, this account was reported on such and such date, which is less than 365 days from the original date of service. This violates current bureau policy and FCRA Section 607B. Remove it immediately from my credit report. Or you can also say, no itemized statement or validation has been provided. This account is unverifiable under FDCPA guidelines. I demand you remove this immediately. Step three, mail the disputes to each bureau. Tailor the dispute to each bureau's version of the debt. Include any documentation that supports your claim, especially proof of payment, insurance EOBs, or balance adjustments. And step four, track and review the results. Use a 30-day window under FCRA Section 611 to hold them accountable. If an item remains with no valid documentation, escalate your challenge. If the credit bureau claims verified, you have options. You can send a validation letter to the collector, request full itemization, proof of authority to collect, the debt collector's license to collect in your state, and billing history. If they can't provide it, they must stop reporting it. You can also file a complaint with the CFPB. Focus on one of these violations, like the reporting debt under $500, reporting during grace period, lack of proper validation. You can also send a second level dispute. Point out their failures to meet investigation standards. Include a copy of your first letter, proof of inaccuracy, and a clear demand for removal. Medical debt is one of the easiest areas to dispute when you know what to look for. Start by checking the amount and payment status. If it's paid or under $500, it should already be gone. Always challenge errors in balance, duplicates, and reporting timelines. Use FCRA and FDCPA as your foundation, not generic templates. Now, if you want to build a real credit repair business, one that gets results using law, not guesswork, this is what we teach inside the CRO Bootcamp. I will show you how to enroll 100 clients in 100 days guaranteed, run your business on automation, and remove negative items the right way. Click the link to learn more, and let's build something that lasts. I'll see you on the next one.